6. I got money on my mind. Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, these numbers for the New Zealand economy I found interesting but also slightly worrying. Should I be worried?
Well, you've got to start to think, because there is actually, you just referred to this when you're talking about Singapore, there's a bit of a theme going on at the moment, Mike. That is, you know, how is this potential global economic slowdown going to impact on us here in little old New Zealand, in particular this sort of widely anticipated 2025 local economic recovery, because it was always looking like a sort of a mild recovery, so potentially a little fragile perhaps. So I don't want to jinx it, Mike, but we've got to ponder at the moment whether or not that lift is vulnerable. So two bits of data yesterday, yeah, that give us a little insight. So the services sector, this is Business New Zealand, BNZ, performance of services, still a little soft, Mike. The index printed at 49.1, so still under 50, still in contractionary territory. It was very, very slightly higher than February, a 0.1 lift, but still a fair way below the long-term average at 53. So sort of indicating there's a little bit of a lack of demand. Activity sales, 47.4, so that's weak. Little ray of light in new orders. New orders was just over 50.8, so mildly expansionary. And employment was also just over 50.2. But not sort of wildly convincing, really, is it? Last Friday, manufacturing index 53.2, bit more optimistic. Put them together in the composite index. And look, it's still suggesting a modest economic recovery. Mike, it would be really good to see a lift in that services sector. Because look, the suggestions are at the moment that I think, you know, your recovery is looking a little bit fragile, yeah, and is not frothy. Spending, Mike, that was also released yesterday from Stats New Zealand. This is for March. This series, a little bit disappointing. Retail spending fell 0.8% in March, which suggests we still aren't feeling very confident with our dollars. As I said, weaker than expected. Annual change minus 1.6, so we're spending less than we were last year. The weakness evident or sort of widespread across all the discretionary categories, so durable items, things, stuff like fridges, down almost 3%, so we're not buying fridges. Look, and the thing also, Mike, is that fuel prices fell over the month of March, so you would normally expect that to give a little lift, yeah, to other categories. Now, logic suggests we should still expect to see a lift in spending over the rest of the year, as though mortgage rate falls feed through into the household budget. But the world, Mike, the world is looking like a pretty risky place at the moment, and that could still dent confidence.
Yeah, it could. Now, then we come to migration. I like the fact that the Americans seem to be madly in love with us tourism-wise at the moment. What about migration? What do we get?
Migration numbers out yesterday for February. So if you're looking for something that has gone up, as you said, yes, in a positive sense, and not inflation or prices, Feb numbers have had a little surge, just over 17,000 arrivals, 6,200 departures, which gives us net monthly gain of around 8,800. Seasonally adjusted, it does drop down to 5,430. But that is the biggest monthly number since December 2023. So what's going on now? Before we get all excited that the migration surge is sort of back, you ought to cool your jets a little on this. Dangerous to read too much into these numbers, because they do get continually revised. Also, February is the start of the academic year, and one in three arrivals were on student visas. Yeah. But I suppose, Mike, the positive thing about that is it could imply the international student sector has staged a bit of recovery, which is good. That's a good money earner. Annual net migration, 33,000 lift from January, but still well down on, you know, 23 in that first half of 24. Yeah, those tourism numbers, Mike. Annual visitor arrivals a little bit lower if you look at on the yearly number than the year for Feb 24. But again, there's a bit of timing around February and Chinese New Year. But yes, the American visitors lifting. So a record number of visitors in the 12 months from the US. Now the second biggest source of visitor arrivals behind Australia. So at the moment, the Americans are still coming. We'll have to see how that pans over the year though, won't we?
We will. What are the numbers?
Yep. Well, actually, not in a bad place this morning. We're all sort of going to spend the week staring for messages and staring at Trump social. But at the moment, market's reasonably settled. The Dow Jones up 353 points, 40,564. That's about 0.9%. S&P 500 up just under 1%, 5,413. And the NASDAQ up 0.75%, 16,855. So all good. Good night as well over in Europe. 2% gain in the FTSE 100, 8,134. 1.18% gain in the Nikkei, 33,982. The The number there. The Shanghai Composite gained 0.75%, 3262. The Aussies yesterday gained 1.34% on the ASX 200, 7748 the close there. And the NZX 50 gained 0.75%, 88 points, 12,107. Kiwi dollar, Mike, on fire, 0.5874 against the US. The US is weak, and that's pushing Kiwi up. 0.9291 against the Aussie, 0.5184 euro, 0.4459 against the pound. Japanese yen, 84.08. Gold, very strong, $3,213. And Brent crude, $64.36.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz. Hosking.